a peacock. Mm-hmm. Upside down, you see it?
Lillian Marie Richmond and her daughter peer through the glass facade into the empty African American History Museum. The newest national museum, right next to the Washington Monument, a stone's throw from the White House, is packed every day. That has changed. It's been closed for weeks because of the partial government shutdown. There's not enough money to run it. It's Lillian Marie's daughter's birthday. Her treat is ruined because of a political feud over a border wall.
We can't do anything. We can't get our money back. We come from Tennessee. So we came up from Tennessee, flew in, staying a few days, and we cannot see anything. So we're just walking around aimlessly, like a lot of other people, just peering into windows to see why we can't get into our National Mall. I don't see how this is going to help the wall by us not being able to go in. What I don't see the connect.
Lillian Marie and her daughter saunter off to peer at other museums from the outside. I recommend one that charges a fee and a few restaurants they could go to, but their budget is too tight. Washington has disappointed these tourists. Many of the U.S. Capitol's inhabitants aren't doing that much better. Around 800,000 federal employees across the country, and many in Washington, have been told they can't come into work. Again, there's not enough money to pay them on a daily basis. The paychecks are not coming in, and families that depend on those are feeling the pinch. Government contractors have it even worse. Their jobs could be cancelled altogether. Furloughed and frustrated government employees are most likely to oppose the shutdown, especially in a Democratic stronghold like Washington.
You guys are like...
I met one 15-year veteran of the State Department who prefers to remain anonymous to comment freely. She was going for lunch with a colleague, also from the State Department. Both have been deemed non-essential and told to stay home.
I'm livid, actually. I'm incredibly angry. We are political pawns. They are using government employees to play out this political drama. And it's just, it's unfair. It's not right. The people that are in political office have an obligation to the people that they represent. And then to be eroding our ability to put food on the table and pay our bills just makes it that much harder. Cheers to you.
Cheers.
There are few reasons to cheer among the ongoing political dysfunction. This employee, well-versed in foreign affairs, fears for the reputation of the country.
Oh, thank you. If you look at the global picture, what other government shuts down because the president and the Congress can't agree on some tertiary thing? I mean, whether or not we need border security or a wall isn't... It's the issue, it's the reason, but it's not a justifiable reason to hold 800,000 people hostage.
One effect of the government shutdown is that there is not enough money to clean the national parks. Volunteers have been helping pick up the rubbish left on the National Mall in Washington. One of them is Ryan Bohr, a union leader for federal employees. He's a statistician at the Department of Homeland Security, and he says he may now have to register for unemployment benefits.
It's a disaster for families, for individuals. It's an emotional disaster, a financial disaster, and for all that work that's going undone. I mean, policy work, data work, to inform good policy. We're taking a step back.
Over on Capitol Hill and at the White House, negotiations have come to an impasse. Trump wants money for a border wall. Democrats refuse to give him the money. Both sides want the government to reopen, but not before getting what they want out of Washington's latest political crisis. Philip Crowther for RFI in Washington.